Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ageless Sisters, your global source for beauty and anti-aging, with your host, Cynthia Rowland, creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips.
Well, hello and good morning to everyone listening. It's Cynthia Rowland here, and I'm so happy to tell you that I am loving Oklahoma. Who would have thought after living 25 years on the water at the beach in Southern California that you could make the transition, that I could make the transition so easily to the country where there's just trees and wild animals and deer and antelope, all those things they talk about in the song Oklahoma. We have them right here. So it's really wonderful to live in a forest of red oaks and other trees as well, but primarily red oaks. And as the seasons change, this is my first fall in Oklahoma. We have beautiful changing foliage with color everywhere. So it's very exciting to watch the color change, but also we notice that in the forest, we can see further each day as the leaves begin to drop from the trees. So we actually get to see the ravines in the forest, and I want to get out there one of these days with my big boots on and walk around to see what we've got there. Just yesterday, I opened my door to let my dog out for the morning, and the coyotes, the baby coyotes, were baying, and they were very, very close. So we have that wildlife everywhere, and I love that. Today we have a wonderful guest whose name is Ginger King. Now, Ginger King is probably somebody you don't recognize right away. You just don't recognize her name, although it sounds like she should be famous. And she is in her area because Ginger King is the founder and CEO of Grace Kingdom Beauty. And I got to meet Ginger a few years ago at a beauty show and was stunned by her remarkable beauty and her willingness to be so helpful to people when they talk to her. Some people aren't so willing. Ginger is right out there. So today we get to interview her and talk to this beautiful woman who has been probably living and breathing beauty since she was 2 years old. So let's ask her. Ginger, welcome to the Ageless Sisters Show.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Cynthia. Nice to be here. Hi, everyone.
Ginger, were you one of those little girls who wanted to just make up her own makeup as a child?
I was actually inspired by the beauty industry from my mom. My mom was the first woman who brought Shiseido boutique to Taiwan back in the 60s. So I grew up watching her doing makeovers, doing skincare. And then when I came to America when I was 16, I came upon Estée Lauder's biography. And I was just so inspired by her story. And I vowed to be like her one day. That I am where I am today, even though I'm not as a mover and shaker like she was, but I'm still striving.
I'm still striving myself, Ginger, but thanks for the compliment. Well, you know, I read something on your bio that you live and breathe in beauty every day.
Correct.
And I thought, you know, that is such passion that you have for this industry. And I know that you have created many products and worked with many companies. Let's talk about the products that you have Let's start there. Let's talk about some of the products. How do you know all of the stuff that you know to bring a product to somebody and say, this is what you need to look at?
Well, I am a cosmetic chemist. I have a degree in cosmetic chemistry and also an MBA in marketing. And seriously, my hobby is going to the mall and shopping, do competitive shopping to see what's out there. And I study what makes the product so good. And usually when I help to develop a brand, I will look at the white space to see what the brands need and what the consumers need. So So I will put them together. I'm a cosmetic chemist, but I also have a marketing mind. Because a lot of times for a cosmetic chemist, they can have the greatest technology, but if they do not know how to tell the story, if they do not know how to relate to the consumers, their products may not be successful. On the other hand, as a cosmetic marketer, sometimes they may have the dream of putting out some breakthrough products, but they do not know how to get there. And I'm a good combination of both. I'm a cosmetic chemist as well as a marketer. And I think
that is so good to know. Yes, and just I just learned by reading your bio a couple of days ago that you've been a speaker at Rutgers University for marketing and branding, I'm sure in the beauty business. But now you're getting ready to take some classes there, is that what I understand?
Correct. In addition to my degrees in chemistry and marketing, I am taking the entrepreneurship program at Rutgers right now.
Oh my goodness. So you have a very full life then, don't you?
I try to.
Yes, and you have a son and you have a husband. That's so wonderful. Well, let's go back to the cosmetics because I know that I've loved cosmetics and the beauty business since I was a young girl. And there's just a few ways that you can get into this crazy business that we're in, Ginger. But I want to know about the latest and greatest that you see coming up in the area of cosmetics. How do you instruct women? Like you say, okay, well, this is coming, or we've been researching this. Like today I learned about some essential oils and skincare, and I'm thinking, I bet Ginger already knows all this stuff.
Well, for me to look at the ingredients, I always ask for any clinical studies because in cosmetics, a lot of them are marketing stories where people will make you feel or like wanting to try the product. But I always ask if any clinical study has been done in the ingredients on people.
Yes, there
rather,
you go.
Rather than like an in vitro study, which is in test tubes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that like the skincare that I have that I sell out here in in the world, we have clinicals on most ingredients of each product that we use or that we manufacture. How does that all begin? It just begins in your laboratory, and you begin to see what and how do you get it to manufacturing level?
It starts from the raw material supplier level. I actually worked for a raw material supplier before. So you will be you will select quality raw material suppliers who will give you clinical data on the raw materials. And you'll be using the recommended dosage that has data to prove that. Then you put the formulas together. So your final formula, the likelihood of succeed is higher because you already know the ingredients are proven effective. But when you formulate all of them together, now you have to watch out to see if there's any irritation. Because when you put too many active ingredients together, they may not be compatible or they may cause a different reaction. So you need to do safety tests.
There you go. You do need
to
do safety tests. Well, I find it interesting that you were helpful in manufacturing or bringing to market the product called Freeze 24/7.
Correct.
I thought that was a pretty good product. Do you prefer to work in the hair industry or do you prefer to work with the actual skincare? What's your preference there?
I actually have been in all categories. I started out in the industry in the private label setting where I have access to all categories. And then I went to Joico Salon Hair Care. I created the Ice Spiker, which like 10, 20 years later is still a very popular skill and many companies are copying that formula. So that's for Joico Salon Hair Care. And then I went to Avon Products. I was in hair care and then color cosmetics. Then went on to Freeze 24/7 skincare. Then I went to a couple contract manufacturers and raw material suppliers, and now I started my own cosmetic product development company, where I do cosmetic product development from concept to counter, meaning if you are a startup brand, you want to have your own cosmetic line. If you do not know where to start, then you'll come to me. I'll help you step by step.
Wow, I think that is so great, Ginger. I wish I would have known you some years ago, because I think it would have been more fun to work with you as a woman who understands the beauty business rather than a man, I have to say. Sorry. I mean, even packaging is different with a woman behind the brand than having a man trying to guide it, because there's just different thinking, I think.
Correct. I mean, packaging is very crucial in cosmetic development, especially in color cosmetics. For example, mascara. All the mascara bases can be the same. However, if you use different brushes, you'll get different results on the lashes.
Would you say that one more time for me so I can write that down, please?
Packaging is very crucial, especially when it comes to color cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the same mascara base formula, but just changing the different wipers and different brushes, you can achieve different effects like lengthening, volumizing, definition. It all depending on your brush.
That's exactly right. Have you? I have a friend in the cosmetic industry who designs, and she's also from your area where you grew up in China. Her name is Ping Li. Have you ever met her?
No.
No? Okay. She's going to be one of my guests one of these days. She's so busy with design that I just wondered if you had ever met her. One of the things that you had written for our listeners was to some do's and don'ts about makeup, and I think we are long overdue to hear some of these do's and don'ts. And one of them was, do not mix your eye and your lip makeup. Why is
correct.
That?
Okay, especially Halloween is coming up. A lot of people try to be creative. They would just use whatever color is available. They don't care if it's eye makeup or lip makeup. If you're only doing that for Halloween for like one night, that is okay. But I do not recommend you to do it on a daily basis, because the colorants, the pigments are different in the eye products and in the lip products. They are actually regulated by FDA. For example, there are only certain colors you can use on the lips and only certain on the eyes. If you use the lip on the eye, you may cause irritation. Your eyes may be swollen. Vice versa, if you use an eyeshadow on your lip, remember, your lip is where you're going to take in the food, so it can be ingested and can have like a poison, you know, if you intake too much. So do not mix them together. There are reasons behind that. That's why FDA regulates on the colorant permitted to be used. So
that is great to know, because I know some gals who do exactly that on a regular basis. And I always thought, well, that's kind of like inviting infection into your eyes and into your body by mixing them like that.
Yeah, there was actually a company recently, a very small company, got shut down by FDA just because they were doing like a blue lipstick.
Oh.
And this is also why you do not see any mainstream cosmetic companies that have crazy, crazy colors.
Yes, they're all very normal colors.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now,
it's not like
this,
they are not creative. They know the regulations.
Yeah, they know their regulations. They're probably creative. They wish they could do something, but it can't happen. So now here's this tip that you wrote about. Do not let your makeup artist use a brush to match your foundation.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Usually when you go to a cosmetic counter, depending on who you meet, who you get to, some makeup artist or salesperson, if they are out of certain shade and if they need to make sales that night or that day, they can probably push you for any foundations that they may have. This actually happens more frequently on people with darker skin tone because there isn't a lot of shades that they can choose. But when you like use a brush, you are basically making the foundation a lot thinner on the face. So instead of like a foundation to the full-blown strength, it looks more like a tinted moisturizer. So practically any shade will match on your skin. And it's not the right way to do it. The right way of doing foundation is the beauty advisor is supposed to be doing like 3 swatches on your face near your jawline. And whichever shade that sink in, that kind of disappear on your face, when you, it's layered thickly, is the right shade for you. Usually it's a cool tone, which it has a pink undertone, or a neutral, which is equal amount the ratio of the red and yellow pigments, or a warm tone, which is a yellow pigment. So one of them has to match your skin tone. And that's usually when they put their finger on your face and layer down thickly. That's how you tell. Do not let
that's
them blend.
Okay, so
you
they
blend,
lay it
everything
thickly
goes.
On your jawline, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you look in the light, is that right, to see if that's the best match for you?
You one of the shades should disappear on your face. Like
oh, my. Okay.
And that should
so
be the one.
So you're saying that a lot of people are wearing the wrong shade foundation on their face then? Because a lot of it does not disappear.
I mean, the purpose of a foundation is really to give you a flawless finish that will match your own skin tone. It's not to, like, to make you more glowing, peachy color or make you a lot different. Especially a lot of Asian people, when they go to the cosmetic counter, because they have the yellow undertone, they say, oh, I want to look more like a... So they will ask for a pink foundation, which now is not right. Because a pink foundation, a pink tone foundation is usually for people with cool undertone. So what happens is if you have a pink undertone on the yellow skin tone, you, they will give you an orange shade, like throughout the day. So
not
your
too
color
pretty.
Actually turns orangey, yes. And on the other hand, if you are like a cool tone person and I give you a yellow foundation, yellow-based foundation, it will look chalky on you. That's why selection of the foundation is very, very important. You don't want to feel like you are wearing a mask.
Exactly. And for those ladies out there who just run into the drugstore and pick up any old brand and any old shade, could probably use some professional guidance at the makeup counter so that you get the perfect match for your face.
Yeah, you need to understand what kind of skin undertone are you. Are you warm, which is more yellow undertone, or are you cool, which is more pink undertone?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jackie Silver always said I had that beautiful pink undertone on my
skin. So you are
skin.
A cool shade. Uh-huh.
Yeah, then I'm a cool shade, yeah. And she always said she had green undertones. But I guess that would be very different, cool sort of, I don't know. I think green is cool. Do you think green is cool?
Green is warm.
Warm, okay. So we were just totally opposite there in our skincare. Well, let me just interrupt us here and say that I am visiting with Ginger King. Ginger King is a beauty brands chemist. She is the CEO and founder of Grace Kingdom Beauty, and you can go to her website, take a look at www.gracekingdombeauty.com, and see what she is about. And, you know, I even though I've known you a couple of years or 3 years now that we've met at a beauty event, I still think about you helping me design something new and wonderful in the skincare industry to go with my Facial Magic line, because women love to have new skincare to try. And I've been using the peptides now and the botanicals. I guess the peptides 2 years, the botanicals about 3 years. What else could I be looking at, Ginger, to bring to all of these million women who are Facial Magic users?
You can add some optical diffusers. Optical diffusers are for immediate effect. Because women, if they do not see immediate results, they are less likely to stick to using the product. Mm-hmm. So they want immediacy. The way to achieve immediacy is to use optical diffusers. So they get an immediate result over anything experimental. Like them have a feeling of it's cooling, it's warming, or that them know something is working.
Okay. So, all right, an optical diffuser, right?
Yes.
Do they come in colors?
Yes, there are some optical diffusers come in colors, too.
Okay. And does that just set up a shield between your foundation and your current skincare? Is that how that works? Or
it can be, the optical diffusers can be added into either skincare or in color cosmetics. It just gives like a veil. For example, if you put optical diffuser on your palm, all the fine lines should be diminished.
It's well, like I need some of that. Well, can you, all right, so have you put together anything that we can talk about as a brand for optical diffusers? Do you have one on your website?
Optical diffusers, I did use that in Grand Central Beauty, the serum and primer. It contains optical diffuser in there.
In the primer?
Yes, uh-huh.
And that is... tell me the name of that company, that your company that does that.
Grand Central Beauty.
Grand Central Beauty. Oh, yes. So we can go to grandcentralbeauty.com and order primer?
It's a serum plus primer. It's a two-in-one product. So how you use it is, yes, you use that as a serum twice a day. It's a treatment. It's good for dark circles. It helps to minimize the dark circles. And you can also use it as a primer before your makeup. That will make your makeup last longer. And also because there are optical diffusers in the product, you actually look less wrinkled.
That is great. Now, let me ask you another question about this. Just recently, or 2 days ago, I was on a television show, and one of the hosts was asking me if I had anything that I could recommend for her to put around her mouth and kind of to diffuse the look of nasolabial folds and around her mouth because she had smoked early on and had quite a bit of sun damage around her mouth. Would this work for her, this two-in-one serum?
The level of optical diffusers in there is not like in a heavy content. So if you want to see more, Clarins has a product called a smoothing primer that can help to achieve that. And also the Freeze 24/7 product. I'm not sure if Freeze 24/7 is still around because the company is being sold. Their anti-wrinkle cream has that property also.
But you're saying that Clarins would be a good place to start?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what's the name of their product, do you know?
Clarins, it's a primer. It's their smoothing primer. It's in a red jar, about $36.
Okay. Ooh, I'm going to check that out, too. All right. Well, you just are a wealth of information, and I love that, and I appreciate that about you because you're willing to share. So, ladies, get on to Ginger's website. Check out the Grand Central Beauty site because you do have a fabulous mask. I remember the first time that Jackie and I played with your mask, and we were just over the moon about it. Still carry that mask?
It's a very, very good mask, and it's a huge trend right now in Asia, having this kind of rubber-like mask. It's a modeling mask you peel off. And that particular mask, I did not use optical diffuser, but there is a different proprietary technology that I used to give you an immediate result. Actually, it's not only immediate, it's long-term too, because that product was clinically tested to give you more than one-day effect.
Okay, and so how often do you recommend that you use that Grand Central Beauty mask?
The Grand Central Beauty mask, you use it once a week or before before the reunions or before the wedding.
Oh, yes, or before you have headshots done. Because that's why, that's, to me, it was an astounding thing, and I didn't even use it right the first time, so the second one I did use the correct way. So what are you working on now that you want to share with us about what's coming up and for after the first of the year? What's happening in skincare and color cosmetics?
Well, right now I'm helping different brands to develop different products. Actually, most of the brands have not launched yet, so I cannot talk about it. But that's basically what I do is I help to, if you are a startup, I help to create products online for you. And if you are an existing brand, I help you in business development as well. Basically,
yes.
Anything from concept to counter.
Now, Ginger, I know that all of that, that you don't do this for free, okay? What's the kind of like ballpark figure to know that, okay, let's say I have $20,000 to invest in my next line. Does that get me far enough along to bring it to market, or should I be looking at $100,000?
If you want to start a line, you need $100,000, but you would put at least $30,000 into the product. Sometimes it's the most critical part isn't necessarily the product. It's how your distribution channel is going to be. You must say you're going to be selling your product. Then you kind of work backwards to see what kind of product you need to have and what kind of price point.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time people kind of develop a product, but then they don't know where to sell to.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So when somebody like myself would come to you and say, okay, Ginger, I want, would you work with me as a consultant to help me to have maybe some new containers and pumps and boxes and all of that? Would you be willing to do something like that for a company?
Yes. I actually do. My services are either a la carte or a turnkey. A la carte meaning if you already have somebody doing part of the job but not another part, as long as it's in beauty, I can help you with that. Or I can do turnkey, meaning just let me know what your brand vision is or what you want to create. I do it from beginning to the end. And I work either by project or by retainer. And
mm-hmm.
I work either with brands or with raw material suppliers or with packaging companies. It's
okay.
Anything in beauty.
So you're really a one-man shop that can help people, guide them. Because once you start in this business of skincare and beauty, there's a lot of things that I didn't know, and I'd been in the business for 30 years, and I still don't know everything. So I'm glad that you're there to guide people who want to get into this business, and that's fabulous, I think. There was nobody out there guiding me except men, and I didn't really like anything they said for the most part. I think women are much more exacting when it comes to their skincare, and they really want it to be the best for their customers. At least that's my feeling.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Ginger, we are almost out of time. We're coming down to about 90 seconds left in the show. You gave us some really great tips about not mixing your eye and your lip makeup, and don't try to change your rosy face to a yellow foundation and vice versa. And there was also one more, do not use your face cream too close to your eyes. Boy, isn't that the truth.
Yeah, because your eye area, the skin is very delicate, and it's only one-tenth of the skin thickness compared to your cheek area. So if you just want to skimp on the eye cream and use a face cream, what happens is you're going to develop a lot of white bumps underneath the eye area. Sometimes you do see people walking around, you know, when you see them, that's because they use their face cream near the eye area instead of using the eye cream.
The eye treatment, oh yes. Well, Ginger King, beauty brands chemist, CEO, founder of Grace Kingdom Beauty, you have been a wonderful guest today. And I hope I get to see you at the next big beauty show.
We will.
Okay, good. You want to have a wonderful week, and thank you again for being our guest today. I'm going to sign off and tell everybody that I don't know who my next guest is. I know somebody knows, but I have not been told who it is. So the next guest is coming up in November, and that would be November the 5th. So everyone, go out there and be a great ageless sister to everyone you meet. Thanks, Ginger. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to the Ageless Sisters. Tune in again next time for the most up-to-date beauty and anti-aging secrets, tips, and shortcuts.